Okay, welcome to the inaugural edition of the Lore of the Films podcast. My name is Ryan Fernand, and what I hope to do here is discuss film and television on a weekly basis. Normally, I will be doing a commentary on one news item, a review of one TV show, and a review of one film, but today I will be discussing my Oscar predictions, top 10 TV series of 2010 list, and my top 10 film series of 2010 list. So we're going to start right now with what would be the new segment, but will now be, for this week, my Oscar predictions column. The Oscar nominations will be announced Tuesday, January 25th. That's this Tuesday at around 8:30. I'll start off with the adapted screenplay category. My predictions are 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. 127 Hours, The Social Network, and True Grit were Writers Guild Award nominees. The other two weren't eligible and probably would have been nominated if they were, in fact, eligible. However, I would not consider Winter's Bone's nomination a lock, and I find 127 Hours' appearance on the precursor circuit surprising. It is not a writer's film at all. If you have seen the film, you know that it is a director's and actor's tour de force. There's always a chance that The Town, which was a Writers Guild Award nominee, or The Ghostwriter, which was a USC Scripters nominee, might slip in. The Ghostwriter would definitely be deserving, but has been unable to pick up any momentum. I Love You, Philip Morris, who happened to be the final Writers Guild Award nominee, but I doubt it has any chance of actually making it to the Oscar field. And Rabbit Hole appeared at the beginning of the season, at least, to be a huge threat for a nomination, and it would have been well-deserved, but at this moment, the campaign has picked up no momentum, and it looks like it will not get any nomination, in this category at least. Next up is Original Screenplay, where I am predicting Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, and King's Speech. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, and The Kids Are All Right all received Writers Guild Award nominations, and The King's Speech probably would have, but it was ineligible. Please Give ended up getting the final nomination at the Writers Guild instead of The King's Speech, but I doubt the Oscars will pick that. It's just way too indie. But another year, Mike Lee's film, and also scripted by Mike Lee, definitely might have a chance to make it in. And then there's always a chance Blue Valentine makes it in, although at this point it seems quite small that it actually makes it. On to Supporting Actress, where I'm predicting Amy Adams from The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Mila Kunis for Black Swan, Melissa Leo for The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver of Animal Kingdom fame. This is by far the most open of the major categories that I will be discussing today, and only Adams, Carter, and Leo appear to be locks, and even Melissa Leo missed out on a BAFTA nomination, so maybe she's not a lock like she seems to be. I could easily see one or two of the others missing on a nomination, the other two mentioned being Mila Kunis and Jackie Weaver. One of the biggest discussions of the Oscar season thus far is the category placement of Hailee Steinfeld from True Grit, Leslie Manville from Another Year, and they both could pop up here. Steinfeld has been campaigned as supporting and received a supporting nomination at SAG, but received a lead nomination at BAFTA. So she, I really have no idea if she's going to be placed in supporting or lead. I would bet if she shows up at Oscar, she'll be placed lead. Meanwhile, Manville was campaigned as lead but ended up getting a BAFTA nomination in supporting, and if she does happen to get an Oscar nomination, I kind of also suspect that she will get a lead nomination. I believe that in both of these cases, category confusion will actually end up costing the actress a nomination, but as I said beforehand, I would not be at all surprised if they end up making it into either category, being a supporting or a lead. The other two actresses that could surprise in this category are Kunis's co-star and BAFTA nominee in this category, Barbara Hershey. She actually beat out Mila Kunis for a nomination at the BAFTAs. And there's always a chance that the Ghostwriter actress Olivia Williams makes it in. But in the end, I'm going to go with the Golden Globes lineup for this category and pick Amy Adams, Helena Bonham Carter, Mila Kunis, Melissa Leo, and Jackie Weaver. Up next is the supporting actor field, where I have Christian Bale. I have, for The Fighter, I have Andrew Garfield of The Social Network, Jeremy Renner in The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech. Bale, Renner, Ruffalo, and Rush all got Screen Actors Guild Award nominees, and Andrew Garfield missed out in favor of John Hawks from Winter's Bone, which, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, to be honest, I honestly might have given Hawks the last slot here, but since then it appears his campaign has lost all momentum. Another possible contender in this category is Matt Damon in True Grit, who has not received anything during the precursor circuit. But the surprising part is this role is much better than his role in Invictus from last year, which he did end up receiving an Oscar nomination and many nominations on the precursor circuit. And even more surprising is Invictus made less money at the box office and was in the Oscar conversation far less than True Grit. So this snub so far of Matt Damon makes it really surprising. But he could end up getting in the field here. I am currently not predicting it. Michael Douglas for The Wall Street 2 could always pull out a nomination from the news of his cancer, and then more news as of Golden Globes weekend that he has beaten his cancer. But personally, I'm hoping that Broadcast Film Critics Association nominee Sam Rockwell from Conviction can sneak in. He has had a long and great career, but he always takes unfriendly Oscar films and roles like Moon, and thus far has not really come close to receiving any recognition. This is the closest he has, and I hope he can pull off a nomination. He would deserve it, definitely. Another person who could actually end up getting a nomination, the Michael Douglas way, I guess I would call it, is the late Pete Postlethwaite, who passed away a few weeks ago. And he did receive a BAFTA nomination earlier this week, but the only problem is many of the Oscar voters probably submitted their ballots in before he passed away. But he would be deserving if he got it, I would say. He's definitely top 10 performances of the year for the town. But anyways, as I said, I'm going with Bale, Garfield, Renner, Ruffalo, and Rush for my lineup. On to lead actress now, where I am predicting Annette Bening for The Kids Are Alright, Nicole Kidman for Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence of Winter's Bone, and Natalie Portman in Black Swan. Those four will easily get nominations. They all got Screen Actors Guild nominations. But when it comes to the fifth spot, you really could put a finger on any random person, and you would have as good of a shot as guessing that fifth slot as the best Oscar predictor out there. It really is a toss-up. Personally, I am going with BAFTA nominee and Annette Bening's co-star, Julianne Moore, for The Kids Are Alright. I think the BAFTA nomination is a sign of things to come, even though there's only minimal crossover between BAFTA and AMPA's voting bodies. I have been mentioning the BAFTA a lot, but there's usually very little crossover, but at times it can also predict huge changes or things we did not expect to happen in the Oscar race. There are, however, five other possibilities, all with a chance as good as Moore to get the final spot. They include the already talked about Leslie Manville of Another Year and Hailee Steinfeld of True Grit. At this point, I would say Steinfeld has the better chance of the two at getting a nomination of the two in either category, either lead or supporting actress. As I said, though, personally, I'm not predicting them because I think voter confusion for which category to put them in will both cost them nominations. Hilary Swank for Conviction could also appear. She at one point felt like an afterthought, but her Screen Actors Guild nomination gave her a lot of momentum. Michelle Williams could also surprise, but has lost a lot of momentum since her Golden Globes nomination, and her film's box office performance has been underwhelming, I think. I will actually check that in a second. Hold on. Anyways, I will continue now. Noomi Rapace, I think is how you pronounce it, of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo would be a huge shocker, but she could definitely get in now that she has received a BAFTA nomination, and she is the fifth possibility. I mentioned five, and she is the fifth. And there, and those are, in my opinion, the only potential actresses in this race. But my final predictions are Bening, Kidman, Lawrence, Moore, and of course, at this point, my prediction for eventual winner, Natalie Portman. Yeah, I'm looking at Box Office Mojo now, back to that Blue Valentine point, and it's not even registering in the top 16, so it's not doing well at all. It's not in the top 16. I don't have actual numbers, but it definitely is underperforming. Next is the Best Actor category, where you have locks for nominations in Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, and James Franco for 127 Hours. Jeff Bridges playing the role John Wayne made famous in True Grit, and Robert Duvall for Get Low. And those would be my complete predictions. This also happens to be the lineup that Screen Actors Guild nominated. The only potential spoiler in this category, I would think, is Javier Bardem for his work in Beautiful. I really wanted to put him in my predictions. It really seems his campaign has caught fire in recent weeks. He's got some major endorsements, such as Julia Roberts. But I can't, out of the five that I mentioned, I see Jeff Bridges and Robert Duvall being the weak links, and I just really can't see such respected actors as Bridges or Duvall missing out. They're both way too respected. Another hurdle for Bardem is the fact he is playing a foreign language role, which is a hindrance in any race to an Oscar nomination. So, two strikes against him, so he may have trouble getting that nomination, even though he will definitely come close. That concludes the acting categories, so I will now move on to Best Director, where I'm predicting Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan, David Fincher for The Social Network, Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, and Christopher Nolan for Inception being the locks in this category. I am, at this moment, probably foolhardily going against the fifth Directors Guild Award nominee, David O. Russell, for The Fighter, and I'm going to actually assume, probably not a good idea, but I'm still going to do it, that True Grit gets some late momentum in this race, and which would result in the Coen brothers snagging the fifth spot. And those six, the Coen brothers, David O. Russell, Aronofsky, Fincher, Hooper, and Nolan, appear to be the only six directors with a chance of getting a nomination here. But once again, I'm predicting Aronofsky, the Coen brothers, Fincher, Hooper, and Nolan for the five nominations. Finally, on to Best Picture, where there is only 11 legitimate contenders. That's 11... There's only 11 legitimate contenders to fill the 10 Best Picture slots, meaning one will be left out. But before I get to that one unlucky film, it'd probably be a good idea to list those 11 films that do have a chance. They are 127 Hours, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, The Social Network, The Town, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. And the one film on that list that I think will end up getting snubbed is The Town, I think, is going to be the one that ends up getting snubbed. I think it's obvious that there is a bottom three in this category, and those bottom three being 127 Hours, The Town, and Winter's Bone. 127 Hours did a lot better on the precursor circuit than we thought, and I think Winter's Bone is too much of a critic's darling to miss out. Whether that matters, whether critics matter in the Oscar race, is definitely a discussion for another day, as I could go on and on and on about the merits of that thinking. But that does leave The Town out, whose only recognition thus far has been a PGA, a WGA, and a SAG nomination for Jeremy Renner. So once again, I am predicting for the 10 Best Picture nominees, 127 Hours, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. One last subject I would like to discuss about the Oscar nominations is who could be the nomination leader on Tuesday. And I think that moment, the film with the best chance of being the leader is The King's Speech. Currently, I am predicting it to receive 11 nominations. Picture, director, actor, supporting actress, screenplay, score, editing, cinematography, art direction, and costume design. I could also see it scoring in one of the sound categories, which would give the film a maximum potential of 12 nominations. Other contenders for nomination leader are Inception, which I am predicting 10 nominations for, including picture, director, screenplay, score, editing, cinematography, art direction, visual effects, and both sound categories. I could also see Inception scoring in costume for a maximum nomination total of 11. The Social Network is another contender, which I'm predicting 10 nominations currently, those being picture, director, actor, supporting actor, screenplay, score, editing, cinematography, and both sound categories. But I could also see it getting an art direction nomination for a maximum total of 11 nominations. Black Swan could also be a nomination leader. Currently, I'm predicting it for 9 nominations. Picture, director, actress, supporting actress, screenplay, editing, cinematography, and both sound categories. But I could also see it getting an additional nomination in supporting actress for Barbara Hershey and nominations in art direction and costume design for a maximum nomination total of 12. The only other possible nomination leader is True Grit, which I am predicting gets 8 nominations. Picture, director, actor, screenplay, cinematography, art direction, costume, and one of the sound categories, but I could also see it scoring in supporting actor for Matt Damon, a nomination in either lead actress or supporting actress for Hailee Steinfeld, editing, makeup, and the other sound category, two sound categories being sound mixing and sound editing. I can see True Grit, I'm predicting True Grit getting sound mixing, but I could also see it getting sound editing, and if it gets all the categories I mentioned, it would be a total of 13. So, thank you for listening to our new segment. Due to technical difficulties, we were unable to complete the last two segments of this podcast. The last two segments being my top 10 TV shows of 2010 list and my top 10 films of 2010 list. Due to being unable to complete those segments, we will just do them next week, where you can catch the live broadcast next Saturday at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. Until then, Ryan is out.